Negativach. Last week we learned Sivches, we finished Sivches, but there's more here. I just want to go over that last Ramah. In Sivches, Kuf Ayin Aleph Sivches. Ramah says, if Loichoku, if they didn't yet divide the Shutfis, Reuben and Shimon, and they weren't the Cholik yet, Vishtamish by Echim and Hashutfin, and Reuben already was using the item, Kamashonim, for many years. The second guy can't tell the first guy. Reuben was using it for many years. They should have divided it, but they didn't divide it, whatever it was, and he was using it for many years. Now Shimon wakes up after 5 years and says, okay, since you got the first 5 years yourself, I'm gonna want 5 years myself as well, and then we'll be even, and then from thereafter, we'll be chaylik, we'll do whatever the chalukas is, chalukas azmanim, garagid, whatever the chalukas is, we'll do after. But you got 5 years, I'm entitled to get 5 years as well. And the Ramah says, not like that from the Tshuva Zarashba, that since the first guy did it, and the second guy didn't complain, there was no, and kol vein aina, so that's it, what was done was done. The first guy could say, I was using my own item, I didn't use your item, I'm a shutif here just like you're a shutif. So the fact that I used it for 5 years, I was using my own item. B'shali hu mishtamish, he was using his own item, and now you want to come along, fine, but say it from mekan veilek, from now on, we'll do a chaluka, chaluka zazman, and whatever we'll do to make it work. That is the Tshuva Zarashba, but that's the Ramah. There's a major... Oh, so Pasha's not. We're going to get to it. Well, we're going to get to it. Believe that, we'll get to it at the end. There's a major machloikas over here. How to teach this Ramah. Is the Ramah talking about only a case like Merchitz or Sefer Torah or Matzah, all these cases, the examples that the Machabe gave a few lines earlier, where it's shaykh for both of them to use the item together? Means, what happened if Shimon would have woken up initially, and he would say, okay, I'm here too. What would they have done? So, is it talking about only in these type of items that Beseda, so they both would have been mishtamish together with? So then, Shimon, just because you didn't come and weren't mishtamish with you, look, the merchitz was open every day. I took my shower 23 and a half hours of the day. You could have taken your shower. Because you didn't come, don't have tainas on me. I was using my shower, because b'shalihu mishtamish. You want to use Beseda, but you can't have tainas now. You want to hold merchitz for yourself. I didn't stop you all along. But, Zakta Beis David, but if it would be the case where you cannot use the item together, let's say it's a chanus or a bayis, we can't use it together, and the halacha would have been chalukas azmanim, I take the odd years and you take the even years, that's what would have been the halacha if you would have come, but we couldn't use it together. It's not an item that we could both use together. So Zakta Beis David, b'chai gavna, the first guy can't say b'shalihu mishtamish. We mean b'shalihu mishtamish. You obviously were using in my chelik as well. You weren't just using your chelik, because the Arai, if I would be here and say I want to be mishtamish as well, we would have to do chalukas azmana. We can't both use the item together. So clearly you were using my item as well. So Beseda, you got 1 year or you got 5 years, now it's my turn to get to 5 years. If this item, the halacha would have been on this item, chalukas azmanim, then I have the right for that as well. Bishlam, if the item is usable for both of us, Beseda, so the fact that I was mavat and didn't use it, it's my hefsed. But if it's something that we couldn't have both used, so you benefited from the fact that I didn't come all along. You benefited, really. You were using my item the whole time. And B'chai Gavin, no, I have a right to say, okay, now it's my turn to take as many years as you took. Sorry? And it should be Zen and Avzel Loichosa. So the Paiskim discuss that, and in the Khanami, it might taka be that. If it will taka something which is not oimid lahaskir, then in a khanam. But if it be something which is oimid lahaskir, then in a khanam. It means you're coming from a whole different angle, which is correct. But let's just say it's something that they could have rented out and they could have made money. So mamela, that's the problem. Okay, that is...
Also the remark is going right after what the last line of the
Oh, that's the problem. Right. The mashmais of the Ramah is clearly not like this, because it's going on, like you just said, the last halach of the Makabah was, the davish ain yuchil nishtamish beke echad cholkin, and on that the Ramah says, loy cholku, and he used it, he could keep it. If the Beis David would be right, l'chayr the Ramah's proper place should have been two lines earlier on all those cases when it talks about Kol Davar Sheroyeh L'Hishtamesh Bo, then he should have said, and if it's Leichoko, that would have been Nalaka. So the Ramah L'Chay is Mashman Latin like that. This is a Beis David. The Beis David is in two places. It's in Yerdeya Pei Vav Mekosh and Mishpat Nunhei. And it's also a Chuvis, it's also a Chuvis Eidus V'Hayseif, which is in Chelik Beis, Simin Nuntes, on this, it's a long tshuva, but it's a Pehei Omen Aleph of the Sefer. That's the Beis David Shita, that this whole Ramah is only Shaykh on something, which is Yechelim L'shtamash Keachot. And it's a tshuva Zera Yaakov as well, and Simin Yud Zayin. It's a Divrei Goinim as well, and Simin Kuf Oisei. That they, yeah, this is, Mamish, you have a whole slew of Gedele Achreinim who learned like this. In fact, the Zera Yaakov brings a Raya from a tshuva Rashbash, like that as well. The Chuvas Rashbash seemingly doesn't go with the Rashba, because the Chuvas Rashbash's case was where Reuven and Shimon, there were two houses, a large house and a small house, and Reuven took the large house for a couple of years, and Shimon took the smaller house for a couple of years, and now Shimon wakes up and says, okay, now it's my turn to swap. I want a big house for the next few years, just like you had it for 5 years, now it's my turn. I also want the large house for 5 years, and you take the small house. And over there, the Rashbash handles the Shaila. He does not mention this Rashba's Svara. And the Rashbash ends up with, goes, other areas, you know, he dance your type of a Shaila that maybe it should be like Zenon of Zelay Kosa, it was not Oymidlis case, whatever, different type of things. But basically, the Rashbash ends up saying that the second guy will have the right to use the house, the larger house, for 5 years, just like the first guy did. It means, L'chayyab Mufush, not like this Ramon, not like the Chuvas Rashba.
So,
the Chuvas Rashba is the Machlokes had to touch up the Rashba. Mamish had, you look at the Beis David tries to touch it in the Zera Yaakov, and then we're going to see a whole slew of Achreinim who say Fakert. But they all, yeah, they touch up the Rashba. So Machlokes had to touch it up. So the Rashba is Pashut, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's, if you learn that the Rashba is only in such a case, so what's the Chiddush Rashba? Okay. Maybe there's no major Chiddush Rashba. Lamaisa, you still gain, because even though it's something that we could both use together, but Lamaisa was more Barafchis when I wasn't there, right? So now let me have that chance too. Let me also get 5 years with you not being there, a little more Barafchis. So Lamaisa, the guy is still gained, so there's still a Chiddush.
There's 24 hours a day.
Yes, I sometimes if we're sharing the mecha, sometimes the shower is taken by you. So this, I never had a problem. There was never a shower taken. I had mamish was beravchas. I was able to use it alone. I did gain something. And I will pick and doshtei. Okay, so the mice is, and so to answer up how the Rashbash tins with the Rashba, Zokta Zaryakov is alkochak a raya to the base David's chilek, that the Rashba is talking about this case where we both could have used it. Mashenkin, the Rashbash is talking about a case where it's a house, where we both can't live in the same house. Oh, we both can't live in the same house, so then the Rashba Svar doesn't apply, the Ramaz doesn't apply. And Mamela, yes, the second guy has a right to say, okay, now it's my turn. That's the Zera Yaakov. All right.
So basically, some
folks in the Rashba. Right, they're going to get that. Now, Mamela, the Zera Yaakov is, and the Ramaz was, Sosam V'loi Pirsh, he should have said that this whole halacha is only going on such a case. It's more than just Sosam V'loi Pirsh. He put it in the wrong place. The Ramah should have been a couple of lines earlier. But okay, but that's, now on his right from the Rashbash, I'm not so convinced, for two reasons. First of all, the Rashbash's case was a different case than the Ramah. The Ramah's case is that you used it alone, and now it's my turn, I want to use it alone. No, there's no such thing. The Rashbash's case is that there were two houses. You had the large one, I had the small one. And now we swapped. I'm not sure the Rashba would say his halacha in that case. I mean, Bishlam in this case, I was Mavata, I let you use the house by yourself. And Bishlayu Mishdamit would say this, so you used it yourself, not a problem. Even if, let's say, we'll argue based off, even if we're talking about a case where you couldn't use two together. But I was Mavata, I let you have it, and you used it along, I ain't paid a pair, and it was never my, because it's a this, so it's yours. In the case of the Rashbash, it's clear that there was an implicit understanding that we're doing a trade-off. There's a swap. You're taking the large house, I'm taking the small house. So there you don't see that I was Meichel, I was Mevata. Forget, I'm waiting for my turn, and then I'll have the large house, you'll have the small house. Means, let me say it in...
But you know it doesn't take 5 years to swap.
however the amount of years is, I don't want to move every day. So I gave you a nice ample time. Now it's my turn. Let me say it in a lumdisha way. When you swap houses, and Reuven took the larger house and Shimon took the smaller house, do we say like this? Are we going to view each house separately? I see the larger house, and only Reuven took the larger house. Must be Shimon was Mavata. And I see the smaller house, only Shimon took the smaller house. Must be Reuven was Mavata. And Kilu, it's two Bezunder Shutuses are going on, and we reckon each one Bezunder. Oh, clappy this one, must be Shimon was Mavata. And clappy this one, must be Reuven was Mavata. That's how we look at it. Or do we look at it, really, there was a Chalukah. The chalukah was, is that you take the larger house, and I'll take the smaller. It's not mamish a perfect chalukah, it's not fair. You are the larger one, I have the smaller one. But it's not stam that you were there and zist. No, you, the reason why you were in the larger house was because you allowed me to be in the smaller house. And the lapik as well. The reason why I was in the smaller house was because you allowed me, because I allowed you, sorry, to be in the larger house. So you weren't bishalayhu mishdamish. You being mishdamish in my chelik too. I gave you that chelik because you were kind enough to give me your chelik in the smaller house. So you can't tie in now, oh, hey, bishalayhu mishdamish and you weren't there all along. What do you mean? It's not true. We understood that we did a swap. So we did a swap. You weren't bishalayhu mishdamish. I wasn't bishalayhu mishdamish. We were both being mishdamish in each other's and we swapped each other's chelik in the other house today to be able to have the house we're using. No, I'm talking about the Ramah's case, it was only one house. That's why the Rashba is very good. But in the case of the Rashbash, there were two houses. So two houses over there, I can hear that even the Rashba would be Mioida. Baruch Hashem, I found the Neuchach HaShulchan, the Sfardashah, who says it as well, that L'chayah, by two houses, even the Rashba would be Mioida. It means the Ramah would be Mioida, and the Mel is no Raif in the Rashbash. God, there happens to be, there is another Rashbash. They brought a Raif in the Rashbash in Kuf Lamed Tes. There's another Rashbash in Samach Zayin, which is also Mufush, not the like. Not like the Rashba, and that Rashbash is talking about only one house. So my teretz wouldn't work to answer of the Rashbash, but at least lahalacha, if you're talking by two houses, the Ramah would be moida. I got to think that the Rashbash went l'shita his father. His father was the Tashbatz, and the Tashbatz also doesn't bring the Rashba, and seemingly goes not like the Rashba. The Tashbatz is in. Simin, it's Chele Gimel, Simin Reish Ches. So yes, it's a Makloikis, but Lamaisa, we go with the Ramah. So you can't bring a Raya from the Rashbash that the Ramah will be Moida B'chai Gavna when it's Eif Shal Lishtamish B'yachad. No, the Rashbash and the Tashbat argue with the Rashba altogether, but Ladidana, we go with the Ramah, and the Ramah is across the board. And there's a Chuvis Devan Moisha in Chesha Mishpat Simin Mem, and the Maimon Mordechai, and he has a part of his sefer called Inyanim Nefrodim, Ois Ayin Beis. They take the Beis David and they argue with the Beis David and they say the Rash was Mavu and not like the Beis David, that Avada his Alokh is even when it's an item that you can't use together. And like I said, it's a Mashmois of the Ramal like that, it's a Mashmois of Lulavush like that. Not only that, the Achreinim who say, remember last week we touched on the very Bekitza, but the Lavush says, he fears Ois his Alokha, he says this is only talking about where the second guy kept quiet. He was Shaisik. Vaisais in the Lavush, the second guy should have or could have made a Mecha. And then Alaka wouldn't have been like this. And in Ekonami, then the second guy would have a right to have his turn as well. Now, what type of Mecha would the second guy make? Bishop would have talking about something that you can't use Biyachad. So yes, the Mecha is, one second, don't take it all for yourself. We have to do Chalukas as Manim. So we got to do something. So yes, so then Alaka would have changed. But if you're learning like the Beis David, that this whole Alaka is talking about where it's something that's efshel l'shtamish b'yachad, so what's the mecha? What's the second guy going to say? Complain that the first guy is there? I have a right to be there. You can't throw me out. You want to come also? Because I come also, but you have, there's no mokum for you to make a mecha. And the Beis David b'amex is problem. He brings the Lavosh and he says that Lavosh is mashma not like that. He tries to get out of it. It's not the mashmois Lavosh. Mashmois is taka, not like that. And there's many achrenim and mavu like that. There's a Chubis Edis b'yako, even Simukov Dalid, Shnei Hamoris HaGadelim, the Aderes Eliyo, and the end of Simon Yitches. Could be as Mashmois at Divrei Rivos as well in Pei Aleph. The many, the Mavur, not like that, that yes, this halach is even when it's EF Shal Lishtamish B'yachad. And now I'm going to bring a Mogen Avram, which is also Mavur like that. Geshmaka story. The Mogen Avram, in his days, only one person is allowed to say Kaddish. If there's Leno, there are many Avelim it's hundreds of years old like that. So then only one person said Kaddish. We'll switch off. Chalukah Zazman, and you'll take Sunday, you'll take Monday, this guy will take Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. But there's only one guy in Tayyat Zakaj. Like our Tzvizmanenu, the only one guy davens for the Amid. You have three guys davening for the Amid, there's only one, right? That's how it is. You have to take turns. That's how it was. Zokto, Magen Avraham, what would be like this? You had, the way they did it was, they used to do a Goyrel, Chalukah Zazman, who gets Kaddish for Sunday, who gets Kaddish for Monday. V'yayoyim, an Ovel walks in, he was the only Ovel, so he took the Kaddish. That was Sunday. Monday comes along, an Ovel, and walks in, and said, tells the first Ovel, you know, you got yesterday, now it's my turn. So the first thing I said, one second, you weren't here yesterday, so that's why I got yesterday. Today we're both here, so let's do a girl today who should get Kaddish today. But yesterday's Kaddish is mine. Yesterday, you weren't here. Why am I being coily? Why are we reckoning yesterday? Yesterday was yesterday. That was the Shaila, Mahadin. Zakta Magen Avraham, there are those who want to bring a raya from Kuf Ayin Aleph, Siv Ches, this Ramah, that the first guy is right. He took Kaddish. Second guy wasn't here to complain. Okay. And now when they both come here afterwards, now we start the girl from fresh. You don't make a reckon, oh, you were mishtamish yesterday, so I want to be mishtamish against the time you were mishtamish. No such thing. What you got, you got. And now we start the cheshbon new. They bring the raya to that the first guy is right, and on Monday they have to make a girl who's going to get Monday's Kaddish. The Ravush said that the Mashmaritz Ravush is if you were Meicha, Avada, the halacha would be different, and the second guy would be entitled. Over here, the guy Taka wasn't Meicha. He wasn't there. He wasn't around. So Mameila, Sunday is Ruvain's, and Monday they'll have to make a girl. That's Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, it's not a raya. But before we go to the Magen Avraham, why it's not a raya, you see clearly in the Magen Avraham that he learned, or they learned, the Achronim is bringing, learned this Ramah, it's talking about something that you cannot be Mishtamish Biyachad. Because by Kaddish, you can't share a Kaddish. Right? They're, those times, only one guy said Kaddish. You take the first half of Kaddish, and this guy will take the second half of Kaddish. You don't do that, right? So it's clear something that you can't be Mishtamish Biyachad, and nevertheless, he says this Ramah is applicable. So you see clearly that they learned the Ramah not like the Beis Dovin. And many Achranim like that. Zakim Magen Avraham, it's not a Raya. I mean, to be said, it would be a Raya, but he says a beautiful Chilek. He says that this whole Ramah is talking about where the item that we are shutfis in, this house, this merchitz, whatever we're shutfis in, is intact. And what happened Sunday, what happened the first 5 years, is irrelevant to the next 5 years. Because Reuven says, look, the house that we are shutfis in is here. Take this house, and now let's divide this house. B'shali ani mishtamish, I was using my own for the first 5 years. Majengi Zakta Magen Avraham, what would be if a shutvis will have shutvis in, wafers, in metaltalin. They own 10 wafers together. And Reuven eats 5 wafers, and Shimon doesn't complain. Shimon's not even there to know. And then Shimon comes along and says, okay, you ate 5, now it's my turn to eat 5. Reuven says, no, I have the Ramah. Ramah says, you didn't complain, so I got my 5, and now the next 5, let's cheer. Zakta Magen Avraham, that's ridiculous. There's no such thing. That's the case of the money. Reuven took money out of the business, and now Shimon says, okay, now it's my turn. He said, no, well, I took money, it's gone already, it's history. And now let's hear the future money. Zakta Magen Avraham, that's ridiculous. You took a chelik of the shutvis, which was clearly mine. I own 50% of whatever you took. You used it up, you took it. So now you can't say, b'shalayhu mishtamish, you clearly took my item. So memeila, I have a right to take as much as you took. Zakta Magen Avraham, so too by Kaddish, it's the same thing. The Kaddish is something that was eaten up. You're not telling me, okay, I could still have that Kaddish from Sunday around. That Kaddish was used up. So when you use something up, you don't have the Ramah's halacha. Even though it's not Mamash Metalton, it's not a Dava Ben, the Mamash Ramah Bamexis. But means a house. The house is what we are shutvis in. The mishtamishes of the house, but say that we're all entitled to mishtamish with it. If you don't want to be mishtamish with it, so I took it for myself, but b'shali ani mishtamish. But when you're asking me, I used up the shutvis, the house is still kayim. The exact house that we're shutvis in is still here. So memeli, you can't have a tain on me. B'shali ani mishtamish. I was just using the house. You weren't, so I used it. I have a right to use that just like you have a right to use the house. We're both shutvis in it. Mashenke by Kaddish, I used up that Kaddish. That Kaddish is no longer is in existence. I used it up. I ate it, so to speak. I used it. I said that Kaddish. So if I... So he wasn't here, but say this, he wasn't. But Shimon Tain is, I didn't come Sunday because I didn't want to start up with you. I let you have the Kaddish, thinking that I'll get Monday. What's the problem? So I took Monday.
He could have taken it.
In theory, he could have. He decided... He decided to go out of town because he decided to give you the joy. So, all you see from Shimon not saying anything is that he was mevata to let you get the first shot. Okay, so you got the first shot. That's all his vita indicates. Nothing more than that, because the kaddish was used up, so now it's the next guy. Shimon has a right to have a kaddish. Bishlam, if it's a house, the house is intact, so now it's only ishtamshes.
Yeah, but kaddish is self-used up. If nobody would have come and said kaddish, you can't say two of them on Monday.
Correct.
It's self-used. So, right. Not that you used it up. Had I not used it, it wouldn't have been here anyway today. I didn't take.
But I was relying on the fact that you would be there. I know that you always come.
Then you could say the same thing with the house. I let you stay.
No, because by the house, the guy has a tiny bishalina mishamish. What I was using was my chelik of the house, and your chelik of the house is still kaim. Look, right, there's the house. I didn't touch your chelik. Kaddish really belongs to all the avelim, so both of them owned half of the Sunday's kaddish, so to speak, owned it. And Memelo, you took it, so now it's my turn to take money. Whatever, that's the next thing. Huh?
The guy have to make the garul for Tuesday. Then you shouldn't have to make just like the.
No, forget the Magaram therefore says that Shimon is entitled to Monday's Kaddish, and Tuesday, Taka from then on, will make a girl. But for Monday, Shimon will be tired.
A guy who's a chiyuv to say Kaddish is not a chiyuv to say Kaddish in everybody's Kaddish day. He's not showing up. If you didn't show up, then you're not a chiyuv to say Kaddish.
He was a member of the shul. He was a member of the shul. He was a shtat. This is the shtat. I don't know. This is the shtat shul.
If he's not there, it's not the gayah.
Okay, the ma'isa. What I'm bringing out from you want to argue by Kaddish fine, but I'm bringing out from the Magen Avraham is A, he learned the Ramban, not like the Beis David, and B, if you want to know what to do when the guy takes money, Avada the Shutif is entitled to take money against the first guy's money. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down over here as well. He has a case. He doesn't bring the Magen Avraham. He has a case where there was an animal producing milk and eggs, chickens producing eggs, and the cow was producing milk, and one shutev ate the milk and had the eggs for a year. Now comes along the second shutev and says, now it's my turn. So the first guy says, what do you mean? The Ramah says, Peshili ani mishtamish, and the second year, let's split. Let's do a goyah, we'll figure it out, let's split the milk, whatever it is. Saktar Kashoka, no, that, he doesn't really explain why, but he says, no, in that case, you took the eggs and the milk, Avada, the second guy is entitled to have eggs and milk as well. Lukaira, you could say he means Magen Avraham, or maybe he means because of milk and eggs is only made to be sold, so then your mamish took my item. You took my value, because you're right, eggs and milk get spoiled, but you should have sold it before it gets spoiled, and I would have divided up the profit. So you ended up eating mamish, like it's the Magen Avraham b'malo. You mamish ate my kefis, or half my kefis. Half of the eggs were mine. All right, but that... Bottom line is, Rabbi Yisrael,
what is the case the guy didn't come show up and I rented out the property?
Oh, so that, I don't want to get into here really, but once you marry it, I'll go into Bekitza, is that if one shutev rents out the property to the Hamoinam, to a third party, the halacha is, in the Ramon, Shin Samakimol, is that if he rented out only his chelik of the house, then the schar belongs to Reuven, the one who rented, because he was only renting out his chelek. But if he rented out the house, he rented out the shutfus's chelek, Reuven and Shimon's chelek, means the tenant, the seicha, would never have rented just Reuven's chelek, knowing that Shimon's going to be living in the house together with him. Then he was renting out the shutfus's house, then the shutfus owns the schar, and they have to divide the schar between the two shutfim. Right, because there, you can't say b'shalom mishtamish. You clearly were renting out everyone's chelik. You were renting out the whole house.
Because you wouldn't have come. I would have used it, so I had the shtamish with the whole
thing. No, that you can't do. But I'm actually using my chelik, and the shutif is supposed to do for the best of the shutfis as much as he can. So you rent it out. That was good. I give you a shakalik for renting out it. Smart move. And now the tzchiris belongs to me too. We're shutfis in it. Then not only that, there's a shamish put over here. It talks about if, let's say, it will be an achsanya, an inn, a hotel, and where it's aimed to be rented, that's what it is. It's something that's rented to the market. And Reuven decided to live in the hotel himself. So like the Shamish, but over here, you don't have the Ramah. You can't say Bishlam Mishani. What do you mean? You took something that's supposed to be aimed l'schiris, and you walked in there yourself. So basically what you did is you rented it to yourself. Now, I have no problem, because in fact, rent it to yourself, but then the rent belongs half to me too. And my mailer pay me for half the rent. If you wouldn't have been there, someone else would have rented that room. So you decided to rent. Very nice, gewaltig. But now that rent should be shared by me, because it's really my item that you were renting as well. That then this Ramah wouldn't be applicable. All right, let's move.
Nobody shows off. There's no rent deal, right?
Right, in economy.
So
Yeah, but the only thing is, it's not like Zenan Zelechosa, because, like the Gemara says, because the reason why the next guy, at least in the times of Gemara, the reason why the next guy didn't apply to rent, because he saw that the lights were on, someone's already in there. So he decided to go to the next inn. So had you not been in there, he would have rented that place. So he might have. So then it's Zenan Zelechosa. Zenan Zelechosa, and then you owe Schiris. Oh, it says vacancy, and there's two vacants, and here. Okay, so then you have to know. Okay. If there were extra rooms that were never rented, okay, and then we can start talking about that. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. Sif Tes. The Magen Avraham is in Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Cotton Beis, in Orach Chaim. Kishmaka Magen Avraham. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. Sif Tes. Echad Aseichem Mechaver Miksa Sado Eichotzer. Reuven rents part of a field or a chotzer, she'ein ba din chaluka, which has no din chaluka. It's not large enough to be divided into two. But he rent part of it. So now you have Reuven and the masker who are both living in this thing. So it's like a shutfis. A shutfis, that is, the masker plus the seichas together in the same place. Or shnayim shesachru mokum echad b'shutfis. Or taka, it was a mamish shutfis. Reuven and Shimon decided to rent a dira together. Two bachrim and Eretz Israel, they're renting a dira together. So now you got two renting, so they are shutfim in schiris. Kol echad mehem, and it's not kadei chaluka, but I'm going to divide, right, let's say. Kol echad mehem yochol lokav eschavero. Either one, Reuven or Shimon, could tell each other. V'loy meloy, oischar mimeni chalki. You know, I had enough living together with you. I don't like this. You party all night. I had enough. Oischar mimeni chalki. Either you take over my chelik of the rent and you buy me out, so to speak. You assume my position of renting here. Oi, haskeli chalkacha, or give me your chelik of the schiris, so I'll take over your position and I'll have the deer for myself. Exactly. Bidayuk. This is good ayogud. It's a form of a good ayogud. It's a good ayogud through schiris on a schiris. I'll take over your position of the shutfis, which is schiris, and you, or you'll take over my position of the shutfis, which is schiris. Vim yesh badin chaluka, but if it has enough to be a chaluka, then we actually could do chalukin, which is the other form of chaluka. Just like if we will own an item, and it's a ein badin chaluka, we have good argon. And it's a yesh badin chaluka, we do chaluka. So if it's a schiris, we have the same two options. If it's ein badin chaluka, we'll do good argon. Or if it's a yesh badin chaluka, we'll do chokin. And pashas, you could have another option as well. You'll have the chalukas azmanim. Whatever the options are that are available for regular kinyan, you'll have for schiris as well. Yeah, same thing. And No, mixes, the way you did it with the hand, vice versa, you hold like these mixes with like the north side, in economy. Then it's chalokim nikarim that we said at the beginning of the sermon that you can't do it. But what happens, the mixes was, I take in a boarder. You could come into my house, and we both use the kitchen and the living room and the dining room. So we both have areas, common area that are joint between us. So then, yes, and by default, that's like a shutzfus and a skiris. And what's funny is, just think of that for a moment. I was nice enough, it's my house. I'm nice enough to let you rent part of my house, and all of a sudden you wake up and you tell me good or good, and you're throwing me, the owner, the landlord, out of his house. I mean, unless the landlord exercises it to throw the tenant out, but let's say he can't, he doesn't want to. So basically, you get in there, and then once you're in there, you got the foot in the door, and then you throw the landlord out. Good or good, and that's fine. Dosh teitan u'makabi, you're allowed to do this. This is gishmak. Okay, yeah, and a Konami, but okay, could be there's a bigger Kiddush on that other case, which we might discuss soon. But okay, but Dosh Teitan Makaba, I have to throw out a point. The Erech Shai, I believe it is in Sif Vav, has a Ha'ara, a Geshmak Ha'ara, I don't know what to do with this Ha'ara, because it's a Rashdam Fakert, but he has a Ha'ara, just played itself out. Let's take two of us, two Bachrim are renting a Dira. They rented a deer from a landlord for the whole zman. For 5 months, they have this deer, right? And month number one, Reuven tells Shimon, you know, either good or ugun. Shimon should tell Reuven, you know, very nice. I agree, we taka are not compatible. We can't live in the same deer together. But what's going to happen? You're going to bounce me out and take the whole deer for yourself, which is fine. That part, I don't have a problem with. But then when you default on rent, the landlord's going to go after me because I was signed on the lease as well. So I'm now on the line for the schiris that you just rented, or vice versa. It's a funny good argument. You know, big shomer good argument if we, you know, okay, we break and it's a complete full break, that's fine. But over here, this is not a full break. You're going to do a good argument. And, you know, Bishop, I know that you don't mind being on the lease if I win the good argument because I have a good credit. But I don't want to be on the lease if you win the good argument. So why could you force me to do such a good argument? What?
Mechaber never said it.
It's mashma like that. He says,
no,
good argument.
In a regular case, without a lease. I'm saying a case.
I know. Shnaim Shesachru is automatically a Revim Zelazet. We're both on the line.
He forces him to release him. He says he doesn't do that.
So the Majdam Taka says you force him to release him. Taka. He has a case. I think his case was, Masham has a case by Shutfim in the house that they're both on the mortgage. So, and the property is hypothecated to that mortgage. You have these type of cases that you get a nice clean break, but I'm on the line for the loan. That's not fair to me. The Mashtam Taka says you can't do good argue then. And the Eir Shai argues, and he says, you see from here, it's Minastam, the Mechaber just brings down this halacha, Minastam, by says, even in such a case, that's the normal case, Shnaim Shesokra Raven Zelaz, and Ava Pekin, you have this halacha. Yeah, okay, I'm just...
I don't understand the question, the mitzvah.
That's a shiloh. Could you force him to release? I mean, if the masker, if the landlord is willing to release somebody on a chrayis, that's fine. But why should the landlord do that? Rather, right? Two
no,
people are chrayis. So if you're not releasing...
No, I'm to my gilad yogis. Yeah. It's going to be this, the one who decides. Or
I know, but I don't like this. Good argument has to be fair. It's not a fair thing. I have a good credit, you have lousy credit. If you're going to win, I'm on the line for you to
so
default on this dira. I don't want that.
No, so it pays for you.
But that means you're forcing me. It's not fair. It's not even playing ground. No, you're forcing me to have to buy it because otherwise I'm going to lose out much more if I sell it. That's fine. Very nice. That's not fair. If we're all equal, that's fine. But this is not all equal. That's not.
If somebody has money and somebody doesn't have money, it's the same thing. You still say you can do good argument.
That's good argument. That's fine. That's because that's a right of good argument. But here you're not making the chaluk on the item the same way. You're giving me an item that has that if I sell out. You're giving me an option that has terrible credit, because you have terrible credit, and I'm going to be on the line. And whereas if I buy it, I have good credit, you're going to sleep well at night. So you're not doing a good argument. If I do good argument, I take the whole property but you only for $10, and you take the whole property for $20. That's good argument. It's not, you're not giving equal choices, a fair choice. That's a bit tit for tat. This is not a mirror image. Your credit is terrible, my credit's good. Why should this work? Release, by the way, indemnifying is not enough. You have to get the landlord to release.
Well,
I know, so, but that's not, well, why? It doesn't say anywhere like that. Fine, okay, good. Okay, now.
Could it be
survived that
you have to put
down
the money?
Oh, so I saw one case was, one Akron who had the case, a tshuva, Taka had the case where they paid up the lease up front. So then, and Akron, that's a geschmack, so no one's on the line. Okay, so if you do that, then then there won't be a problem. I'm asking.
Could you do it?
That's the shayla. That will be the smachlokes, mashdam with Eric Shai. All right. I just want to point out, I think it's Minasvara, that this whole halacha that you could do a good or agad by schiris is only when we start off with shutfim in schiris. But we're emissa shutfim in a real, we both own this property together, and I tell you, you know what, I'll rent your chelik out or you rent my chelik out, then you can't do good agad. There's no such good agad. And the reason being is, good agad, if you recall, we said from the Ramah and the Teres Chaim, good agad has to be a clean break once and for all that we are no longer shutfim with each other. So Bishlamo, when all we had to begin with was Chiris, so if you assume my lease, or I assume your position in the lease, then we have a clean break, we'll no longer be together. But if we own a property together, and I say, I'll rent you out, your chelik out for 5 years, you rent my chelik out for 5 years, but after 5 years, we're going to invite the shutfim together. So this good argument is not a clean break. It's not going to solve the problem called our shutfis for la'ilam. So b'chai gavra, they never enacted a good argument. A good argument has to be a total break between us. Memele, the whole machab is only when it's chiris, one second, and only if the guy's calling a good agav for the entire zman, the term of the lease that we have. But, Lamasha, if we leased this for the whole zman for 5 months, and I do a good agav, okay, for just next month's rent, I want next month's dinner myself, or you have next month's dinner yourself. You can't do a good argument, because then we're going to remain shutfen for the remaining 3 months of this month. You can't do that. It has to be a clean break, and that's why the Machaber doesn't mention any time. He means your chelik, right? Skar mi meni chelki, your entire chelik that you have in this lease, or haskeli chelkecha, your entire chelik that you have in this lease. It has to be a clean, full break between the parties. If the chalukah is azmanim, that's something else. The chalukah is azmanim.
I rent you out.
Yeah.
5 years.
But lo'ilam v'ed?
Yeah, in the next 5 years, you...
And then back and forth, lo'ilam v'ed? Okay, if it could be lo'ilam v'ed, if there's such a thing, maybe that... I'm not so sure if there's such a thing, because people don't live forever, but the kinyan that you have in it lasts forever. Anyway, I will transfer over to the Yorshim, and Yorshim, Yorshim, and Yorshim, Yorshim, Ad B.S. called Tzedek. Okay, maybe. No, chalukah azmanim is not good or good. Chalukah azmanim is taka chalukah azmanim. Chalukah azmanim doesn't have to, maybe it doesn't have to be forever. Maybe it has to be for a time, till we sell it, till we figure out something else to do with it, till we do good or good. I don't know if it has to be forever.
Isn't the Rosh Hashanah, you said that you want the person to have the scale left there? So this the third party thing wouldn't work by regular...
The Rosh said you can't call a good or ugly to rent out to a third party,
yes,
to sell out.
Case,
here, I'm doing it for myself. I'm renting it to myself.
Rent out to a third party in this case?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe the same type of a svar. Maybe later
no,
Rosh...
that's not the same svar, because there I want to keep the guy that was there to begin with. I own the land, so that...
Oh, you mean if you... But not close, they said maybe you don't have the Rosh svar. Maybe he'll be my dear. Maybe. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, this... You know, let me do a Ramah, and I'll go back to this Mechab. This Mechab is a major chidr, but let's just do a Ramah. V'yesh cholken v'sfir lehu, to lo yishayich chalukah b'dava hasachal azman. That we don't allow chalukah on a dava hasachal azman. Something which we own, we could do a chalukah. Something which is only a schiris, we don't allow a chalukah. I'm going to blin it, we're going to explain why not. What the sheet is. The Teshayla had to learn this Ramah. But Rabbi said, this Mechab, even though it seems like a very innocent simple mechaba, this mechaba is so yisaidistic, it really touches up the entire simen, and it's so nogeya lemaisa, maybe the most nogeya from the entire simen. What do I mean to say? Is that this halacha, the mechaba, is a Rambam, and on this Rambam jumps the Ravid and says, I don't understand how this guy is doing a good or a good. The Rambam, you say you could do a good or a good, you ask a, skor mimini chelke, you ask a li chelkecha, derive it, you can't do good agad here. He said, good agad is when we have a shutvis by default. So then, and we have a problem now, how to deal with the shutvis. So then, one guy could invoke a good agad. But if the two of us go into a shutvis, bekavana, we're going to be in it together. We decided to rent, two brachim decided to rent this dira together. They decided, bekumvasei, they're going to be in it together. So derive it, that's clear that they wanted to remain together, bishutvim. You can't wake up day two and say, okay, good or good. We went in it, al das came, that we're going to remain in here. And Dr. Ravid, Nira Yitachain, that not only by schiris it's like that, even by mekach, two people buy a field, buy an item, buy a dava shutfis together, they will remain shutfim in that item lo'ilam, and you cannot tie in a good or good. And the whole halach of chazal, a good or good, is only when it comes b'yirusha oy b'matona, that it wasn't a shutfis midas. But if it was a shutfis midas, deliberately they got together to become shutfim, there is no good or good. Al das came there when the shtatfu. And it's a Rabbeinu Yoina as well, the Rabbeinu Yoina, and Yud Gimel Mebei says at Lahedya, that the whole din of good or good is only by shnayim that they get it by matana, or from a mitzi, or a hefka, something like that, by Yerusha. But if something that they buy together, there is no good or good. Not like the Rambam.
What about
chalukah? There is? Oh. You just mamish pressed a hot button. The Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina both say good or agud. And if you would have asked me, I'm a Oretz, I would have said, clearly, they're only talking about good or agud. They say Lahed and Rabbeinu Yoina, and when the Nebuk Yezer brings it down, it's only by Ein B'Kadei Chalukah, but good or agud. Kilu, that's far, is only limited to good or agud. However, there are Achreinim, and most notably the Goyin, which we're going to see about, and others, are Chashuchin, and others who learned that, and the Chazanish, who learned that this Makloikis is Iba'al even to Chalukah. The same Svara that we don't allow for a good agud, we don't allow for a Chalukah as well. We are married for life. That's it. There is no Chalukah. We went in Adas Kain, we're here to stay. A pelo b'doshtei. And that's not like this Rambam. In the middle of the Mechaber is being Mechadish, really, right now, a Gevaldik Echidish. The Mechaber is being Mechadish. It's Shaya good Ogad, even when you Nishtatfu Midas, even when you went in Shnaim Shasachu B'Vasachas, still passes good Ogad. And what's the Svara to argue with the Raivin and Ben Ayana? Zog the Rashman Chuvo, Chelik Aleph Toftov Kuf Yud Gimel, Zog the Rashba, he first explains the Raivid. His lashon is ki mitchila shibud kal echad chelko lechaveroi liyos oimed kach laolam b'shitov. That is the Ravid svara. When we went into it, it's as if we mashab each other's my chelik to you and your chelik to me, that we're in it for laolam b'shitov. That is the Rashba's prat in the Ravid. But the Rashba then brings down the Rambam and it's noite, it's nochen who the Rambam svara is nochen, not like the Ravid. And he says, what's the Rambam Sar? The Rambam Sar is, Shkoyach, we went in together. That's what we went together. I thought it was going to work out. Now I see you. Mamish crazy. You danced the whole night. I can't be in the same day with you. Sova ha-yisi, I thought, shani yochul l'kabel. V'achshav, and now I see, I can't be makabel. You're too shver for me. I can't be makabel. You're right. Mitcheila, we had good intentions. But now I see, it's a toys. I can't be with you. It doesn't work. So Mamela, I have a right to change my mind. The Chazon Ish touches up the Rashba. Chazon Ish in Simin Tes Ois Gimel touches up the Rashba that the Rashba means Al Tzhezegria. He puts it together with the famous Machloikis, whatever the Shmuz and the Gemara already Tanoim. Reuven is being Mazik Shimon. Whatever the form of Hezek is. And Shimon kept quiet. Is that a mechila? Well, Shimon could say, I thought, yeah, it worked well for a couple of years. Sava yisusheni yachol makabel. And now I see it's mamish gevaldik hezek. I can't be makabel and I need out. And memela, my mechila is not a mechila. So the Chazanish said, so that's what this shmuz is going on. Memela, zokta Chazanish, that this whole rashba is only applicable when there's hezek ria. When it's hezekri, which is a hezek, so now I can say, Sava yithi aishan yakulakabo. But now I realize the hezekri is too gefelik for me, because you're a mazik, you're seeing everything I do, my private things, and you tell other people, I don't trust you with the information, mamela, you're having hezekri, I don't have the privacy, and mamela, I want out. So the Chazanish learned it was an issue of hezekri. Mamela zok to Chazanish, he bavons it, but you know, Shkoyach, he has a kasha, but it's right, not l'kazanish. He says, very good. So then the Rashba is only good in the Rambam by Chotza, but by Sada, which everyone knows there's no hezagriya by Sada, and the Rambam says the halacha by Sada as well. So the Rashba never answered the Rambam, what do you do by Sada? Well, that's what the Chazanish says. That the Rashba never answered. Now the pilot is me. The Rashba is trying to touch on the Rambam. Obviously, he answered Sada as well. So al kochuk yisifaket that the Rashba didn't need hezekriya to be the problem. Like you said, it could be other hezekim. What are the hezekim? It's time. You stay up the whole night. You stop driving me crazy. You're a bad balmidis. The Gemara says shini daita. We don't get along. We don't see eye to eye. We have different ideas of how to use these things. There could be so many different forms. In Baruch Hashem, I saw there's a Chubis Bnei Aaron from Rav Lapapa, there's a Kadmain in Simon Vav who says that Lehedya, that it's for other reasons, not Mashina Deus and Midas and other things, and that's the problem. And Mele work by Sada as well. But that is the Rashba, how the Rambam would argue with the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yaina. Comes along the Rav Magid, he brings the Rashba Svara, and he says, and I'll be Moisif on the Rashba. I'll be Moisif Nocha Svara. Zakdea, what's the Nocha Svara? He says, when we both rented the deer together, that doesn't show that we wanted to be b'shutfas loylam. The reason I rented the deer together with you is because what was my choice? If I wouldn't be maskim to rent with you, then we would have a bidding war on how much to pay for this deer. You say 1,000, I'll say 1,100, 1,200. We'll go back, you just hiked me up the price. But the less breira, I figure, let's go b'shutfas. So this way we keep the price low. And then right when I'm in the door, then I'll find a good argument with you. And then I'll be kaveh the price, a good argument. Right? I have the ability. So that's why I went into the shut. I didn't mean that I wanted to stay married to you forever. That wasn't my kind of, I wanted to prevent a bidding war. When we buy a property together, same thing. I didn't want you to hike up the price. So I decided, okay, per se, I'll work with you. I'll go together with you. And then once we're in, at the price, at the right price, now I'm trying a good argument. Where do you see that I decided to stay with you forever, b'shutfas? Zakta b'saisif, the Rav HaMagid Svar works when we both buy or rent something together. But the Rambam had another case where I rented from the landlord, mixas dirasai, mixas chatzerai. Over there, you don't have that svara. And over there, it doesn't pass as our way. There's only one renter. It's among me. I'm the only tenant. You don't have that svar. So Mamela, the Rav Magid svar only works on half the Ram. The Rashba svar works for both cases. Because the Rashba svar was that I thought I could be Makabal. Now I can't be Makabal. But like the Rav Magid, it only works on that second case. I went in together. Now I realize it's good. Oh, God, I never promised I'm going to be with you there. Maybe I even wanted to. Then the Rav Magid fears, oh, it's like more of a blanket heta. He says, Bechla, where do you see by going in that it was a kavana we're going to remain forever? The kavana was maybe we'll work it out, try. But I always went in al das kain that whatever Chazal allowed me to do, I'll do whatever chaluka or gerogit. So where do you see I was overriding gerogit? I went in al das kain. I know all along I have the ability to do gerogit. All right, Mamela, they argue with the Ravid. La halacha, it's a major mavuch in the achrayim gedela karen that maybe. Dozens and dozens of tshuvas and paiskim on this shaila, because basically most of the good augurs come up in these type of situations where they became a shut from midas. They bought together, they rented together, and then it goes into the shaila. What do you do with the machlekes Rambam and Ravid Rabbeinu Yoina? Many paskin like the Rambam, and many say you could say kimli. I could say kimli like the Ravid Rabbeinu. You want to find a good augur? I'm a muksik. I don't want good or good. Kimli, that there is no good or good b'kai gavna. So some say you can tie a good or good, and you can tie a kimli like the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yonah. There's no good or good, and some say no. The halacha is like the Rambam. Mechaba mice only brings down the Rambam. Shita doesn't bring a chaylik. So pashas, then we should be really going with the Rambam. Oh, so Shaila is what the Rambam is saying. But we're going to get to it. Let's now do this Rambam and let's understand this. Comes along the Rambam. It doesn't pass chaluka by something which is socha l'zman. Pashas Ramah is coming from a tour. In fact, I think it's a sma put in these parentheses, even says it's the tour. The Ramah is coming from the tour. When the Rambam said this halacha, the mechaba, the tour jumps on the Rambam and he says the following. In fact, the tour, how could you tell me at the end, Vim Yesh Padin Chaluka Chokin, I, Heyech Yachluku B'mechitza Dovashenu Shalem Mela Beschiris, how could you cause or how could you split B'chaluk with a mechitza? It costs money to make a mechitza. How could you make a chaluka with a mechitza on something that doesn't belong to you? The two of you don't own it, it belongs to the landlord. And the two of you are going to now put up a mechitza here? Now the Shaila held to touch up the tour. What did the tour really mean to ask? Let's just go with one pshat. Pasha pshat, the tour means to ask is, how could I force you to make a mechitza? Bishloima, if we have a field, and we make a chaluka on the field. Okay, now this hezagriya zelazah. Chotza or bias is hezagriya. So then, yes, we could force each other to put up a wall in between, a fence, kaday to prevent hezagriya. That's because we both own the item loylam vaed. But if it's only a dover hasachar, it's only schiris, let's say we only own it for, 3 months. So I'm going to cause you to pay for a wall in between a mechitza. Mechitza costs maybe $2,000. I'm going to cause you to be mishtatev, to chip in for a mechitza, $2,000 on something that you only have for 3 months? That's not fair. So how could I force you to make a mechitza? Okay, but the mashmois is not like that. Imagine yesh b'din chaluka chokin, and then what do you do when you have a chaluka? You put up a mechitza. It's a frak the tour. How are you allowed to do it? Be'etzim, it's a tshuvas harosh which is brought in the tour in Shin Tezayin Tziv Beis as well. The end of Shin Tezayin, I should say. That over there too, it was such a case that the guy wanted to do a chaluka, and it was two tenants, and Shimon wanted to rent out his chelik to someone else, to Levi. And Reuven had a problem. He didn't like Levi. He doesn't want to deal with Levi. So Shimon says, you know what? Okay, so let's do a chaluka on this leased out premises. And Mamela, then Levi won't bother you. So Rosh says, no, that's not a taina. How could you force Reuven to have to put up a mechitza on something that he doesn't own? It's only rented out, so you can't do that. Okay, so now the problem is the million-dollar kashra raiser that everyone is that over here, the Mechaba brings the Rambam that you're choking, and comes along the Rambam and says, Yesh Kokun, which is like the Torah, that you can't force a mechitza. In Shin Tezayin, the Mechaba brings that Shuvah Sarash, which is like our Torah. The Mechaba says, Lahedi over there, that by Tzadavar HaSachar, you can't force a chalukah with a mechitza, because it's only a sachar, it's not yours forever. So how could you force a mechitza? So it's a stiris mechaber. Rather, the Rama over there says, look over here in Kufayin Aleph, that you'll see yesh cholkem b'zev, which means the mechaber over here. So Rama is covering all bases. Over here, he fears, ayin lekaman simen shintez ayin siv beis, that over there, the mechaber went like me, went like the tour. And over there, he says, you should know, look over here, that the Mechaber went the other way. That is Yesh Kolkim. But the Mechaber is Mamish Ras Tanigra. Here the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that you're choking, and over there paskins that you do, that you can't force a Mechita. And on this, everyone has a different tariff. The Sma, and the Taz, and the Shach, and the Bach, and the Baragoyla, everyone, and the Chazanish, everyone gives a new tariff. We're not going to have time for all the Tirutim. I just want to share a couple of Tirutim. The Sma's tariff is, a blitz tariff, the Sma's tariff is that, in a way, both are right. What the Mechaber over here says, in Yeshba Din Chaluka Chokin, is talking about where there's no Hezekriya. So then you could be chalik, and then there's no problem of forcing a mechitza because there's no need for a mechitza because there's no hezekriya. Machen came the mechab over there in Shintazayin was talking about a bias, and by bias there is hezekriya. So Mameila, that's why the rush is right. You can't force a mechitza. You can't force him to pay for a mechitza when something he's only rented, he doesn't really have forever. You can't do that. Machen came over here is talking about something with no hezekriya. Aye, the mechab says sado yichotzer, and we know chotzer has hezekriya. He says that's why the Mechaber changed the Rambam, the Losh, and the Rambam. The Rambam said, Chotzer or Yisada, put Chotzer first. The Mechaber put Sada and Chotzer to teach you that the Chotzer we're talking about is the type of Chotzer which is just like Sada, that there's no Hezekriya. Making Hamas in the Mechaber. That this whole Mechaber is talking about when there's no Hezekriya, and that's when the Aloch is choken. Mashenkin over there, when there is Hezekriya, then in Echanam you can't be Chaylik, you can't force a guy to put a Mechitza. That is the Sma's Teretz. Not like that. What the Pell is the Beis by us, when the Torah asks Kasha, how could you force a Mechitza on the Dover, which is only Schiris? Zok the Beis, what's the problem? What's the alternative? To allow for Hezekriya. How could you allow for Hezekriya? The guy, you're damaging him, you're hurting him, you're being mazik him with looking into his Rishos. So yes, you'll have to pay for Mechitza, even if it's only a Socher. So the Beis, the Mechaber, seemingly wasn't bothered by the Torah's kasha. He holds, yes, the Rosh and the Chanami in the Torah, oh, you can't force a mechitza by a davar sachar, but I hold you could. And the Sma's trying to be miyash of the Mechaber, as if now the Mechaber is really going, yeah, like the Rosh, and now Mechaber is talking when there's no Hezekriya, which is not like the Beis Eisef.
But he does go by the, like the Rosh.
I know, but that our Mechaber shouldn't go what he said in the Beis Eisef, Ishtekumon, that usually he carries through what the Beis Eisef just said. So we have to say a different teretz, right? But to say the Sma's teretz is a shtickle problematic. Sorry? That's a Sma. Now the Taz really has the same problem. The Taz wants to say that it's not a problem because our Mechaber is only talking about that you could force a chaluka. And who's talking about making a mechitza? You're right, you can't make a mechitza. You won't be able to force a mechitza. And the Mechaber over there is talking about making a mechitza. And that is, the Rosh is right, you can't force a mechitza. Another way to have the cake and eat it. Here we're talking about only that you can be chaylik. And over there we're talking about you can make a mechitza. Okay, also this is not like the Beis Yosef. He says, even though the Beis Yosef is mavun, not like that. And he wasn't miskavim lezeh. But nira lalocha svar nechayna. Alright? Even though the baby is a lo yared lechalik from Machikadasi, mukomakim b'shuchan orach niskavim lezeh. But he says he's changed his mind. And over here, Itaka means that the Itaka, and he doesn't say anything. But he means that they, also, shtekomanda. Every teretz, Rabbi, has its own set of problems. The Shach says a word which is a bit sosom. The Shach says, "Vani oime sak sekam ches, ani oime im roitze laklok mishum hezagriya pshita de koifin. Avadi, you could be koifin hezagriya, like the basis Taka says, not like the two in the Rosh. Avadi, you could force even a mechitza pashes." Well, come on, it's whom our gola edaiti the loy copper has agreed. Rakloy nekale bin shachrina. Over there, in a yakalak like bin shalosham. Over there, Reuven and Shimon had no problem living together. There was no problem of has agreed. The only problem was that Shimon wanted to bring in Levi, and Reuven had a problem living together with Levi. So, but there he says, the Rosh is right. What is, l'chayr, what does the Shach mean? What the Shach means, l'chayr, is that you remember the svar of the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina, when you go in Mishtat of Ladas, you want to stay there forever? And the only way, so to speak, to get out of that svara we had, the Rashba, is that svara yisi, I thought I could be makabo, now I realize I can't be makabo. So zokvo shach, look, as we mean sezeyes, bishlam, if there's hezek ria now. So the guy said, look, I thought I could manage with this hezek ria, now I think I can't, I see I can't, so now I want out. So if you're timing out hezek ria, then avada you could force a chaluka, and then once you're chaluk, you could force a mechitza too, as hezek ria, why not? But over there, talking about where Rivu and Hashem have no problem living together. So there is no hezek ria. So there's no problems. You can't say sava yisi shani yochel akabel and now I can. You're just fine with me. No, for us, you decide now to rent it out, and with that guy there's a problem. So that you can't do. At least a zayvait will have the svara Rabbeinu Yain and the Ravid, that when we went into it, that we're not going to force such a chaluka of good or good, or this type of a chaluka, when everything is fine. Bishlam, if something is in this Kaddish, there's a problem, you can't take it anymore, fine. But if everything is fine, Hadas came, that was our original Das, that if everything's fine, we're going to be shut from together. Look, Kaya. He never had Das to rent down someone. Therefore, he has no right to force a Chalukah only Letzarek someone else. Then there's another Teretz, there's a Teretz from the Chazanish, which is Lechay, the Mashmari Tzadar Choshukan as well. Chazanish comes along and says a whole new pshat in the Torah. The Torah's kash on the Rambam wasn't how do you force a guy to spend money from mechitza on something that's not kayim, that he's going to move out in a few months, it's only rented. That wasn't the kasha. The kasha was, is how do you force a guy to make a mechitza if we don't own it? You have to get the landlord's permission. You're going to put walls in the landlord's property without permission? How could you do that for? How could you? Mamish, you can't be mishani his house. You got to get permission for that. That was the Torah's kasha. How you chaylik adava asacha and put up a mechitza? It's not yours to put up a mechitza. You have to. You're going to redecorate, renovate the apartment. You got to get the landlord's permission. That was his kasha. Mameli says there's no steers in mechaba. Why? Because our mechaba is talking about what the landlord doesn't mind. So then in the Kanami you are choking. And the mechaba over there is talking about what the landlord does mind. And the landlord minds. You can't force a mechitza. How could you force a mechitza if the landlord has a problem? That is the Chazanish Zaitza. The problem is, it's a shtickle, a chiddish pshat in the Torah. Even the Chazanish bothered, like, why can't you put up the wall and then just take it down before you leave? No, he said the whole svara with the landlord feels, so I can't say the psychology, he says, this gaius. The landlord wants to feel like he's the boss and the upper hand, and if you're going to start changing around the apartment without his permission, then he feels like you're just taking over here. You can't do that. I own my apartment. So that's where the landlord's akpad is. He has, and that's where that part is. The mice is the B'nai Aaron already bamegs that that's not pshat in the Torah. He says, maybe pshat in the Torah. Like, why would the landlord mind if you're going to take it down at the end? So he says, pshat in the Torah is like all the other achrayim, is how could you force someone to spend money on a mechitza that's not going to last? Okay, l'maisa rabbeisai, that is how they learn to be resolve the issue. But in the etzem fundamental taich of the Ramah, it's very important. How do we taich the Ramah? Tipshutai, from most of the achrayim, or come on, all the achrayim, the Ramah just means the tour. Now, you don't know what the tour meant, Peseda, but the Ramah means the tour, and that's where he's been chaylik on the Mechaba. The how do you force a mechitza on the Dover HaSachar, which is not theirs loylam? How could you force a mechitza? Comes along the Goyin in Sif Cotton, Lamites, in the Oruch HaShulchan, and they learn, the Ramah doesn't mean the tour. You remember Rabbi Yisrael, we had this machlokes, Rambam and Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina, if when you mishtatef ladas, if you could tain a good or agud, or the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina said that since we went in with ladas, we meant lo'ilam, and we mishabit to each other lo'ilam, our chalokim to each other lo'ilam, and we can't tain a good or agud, because that was our kavana, and I said, well, the mechaba leaves it out, zok the gohin, yeah, the mechaba leaves it, but that's the Ramah. V'yesh chokin, v'sviru du lo shaykh haluka b'dav asochel asman, is because we went in it together, al das king, we were seichet together, that we're going to be in it forever, and memelo, you can't tie in a chaluka. Sochel asman means it was only a schiris. Zok the gohin, the dad is pshatnis Ramah. The Ramah means to bring Rabbeinu Yain and the Ravid Shita. From Mamish, a whole different angle.
Why does the Ramah say right away in Sibali?
Excellent. Yes, I just want to bring this out, just to develop it a bit. Without the Goyin, the Yesh Chokin of the Ramah is only on the last din in the Mechaba. The Mechaba is a Yesh Padin Chaluk Chokin. So the Ramah, yeah, but you can't be Chaluk with a Mechitza because it's only a Dava Asacha. How do you force a Mechitza on a Dava Asacha? So the Ramah was only arguing the last halakha. But according to the Goyin, that the guy, according to the guy, and the guy is saying that Ramah means Raivin and Ben Yoyin, or Kum Tois, that the Ramah is arguing with the entire Machaba. Even when it's Ebay Dechaluk, and the Machaba said he could do good Agid, Zakhtar Ramah, you can't do good Agid. Loshay Chaluka, Badava Sakhal Azman. And we're going to have to touch up the words. Loshay Chaluka means all forms of Chaluka, regular Chaluka, Chaluka of good Agid. It's Loshay Badava Sakhal Azman. Remember I told you that the Raivin and Ben Yoyin would have learned is only Sarah Mugbal for good Agid. The guy, you see, he learned, and he's teaching the Ramah like this, that the svar of the Raivin Ben Yoyin that you can't have good agad means also you can't do chaluka either. You cannot have a chaluka on the davar sochel azman. And then another problem you have to come out with this guy in is kilo the Ramah made a pshara. We know that the Raivin Ben Yoyin argues with the Rambam not only by schiris by shnayim shalaku as well. Shnayim shalaku, you have a svar. They went into Adas Kain that they're not going to break up. Right? That was your kasha. Why didn't the Ramah say it in Sif Aleph? Right? But the Ramah Bedavka puts it in Sif Tes. Why? Because the Ramah was only going to derive in the Rabban Yoina halfway, only by Schiris. When it's a Dover Hasokol Isman, then I agree with the Rabban Rabban Yoina that when we went in Al Das Kain, that we're going to remain throughout the whole Schiris. Schiris is limited, it's only for a certain term. So we went in that we're going to stay in it for the whole term of the lease. Mashenken was something that you buy forever. Mayula Jem, I don't know what's going to be in 75 years from now. There the Ramah was Maida, like the Rambam, that Avada, then you could find a good Agid or Chaluka. He only brought this Shita by a Dovah Sokol Isman. And that's so vild. It's not so schwer, because you remember when the Ravid argued with the Rambam, he argued the Rambam two steps. First he said, by Schiris, you can find a good Agid. And then he says, I'm noited to say even by Mecha Chumemka, you can't tell a good Agid. So basically what the Ramah was doing is going like the first Shlav of the Ravid. By Schiris, you're going to tie a good Agid. And the guy next to by Schiris, you're going to tie even Chaluka. That you can't do. But by Mecha Chumemka, Avada the Ramah would be Moida, not like the Ravid of Meni Yaina, Avada you could tie a Chaluka and good Agid.
He's going
like the Ravid, a Zoivait. Now, the Chazanish, the Chazanish Lamaisa jumps on the Goyin. The Chazanish is bothered by these problems. That if the Ramah meant Rabbeinu Yoina in the Ravid, he has these two problems. Why is he only arguing by Schiris and not by Mekach and Memkar? And why is he only throwing in the Lashon Chaluka? The Machaber says good Agad and Chaluka, and the Ramah says the Loshayach Chaluka Bedav Zakhlan. He should have said the Loshayach good Agad v'chaluka Bedav Zakhlan. Is a raya of the Chazanish that the Ramah really means the Tur's problem about making a Mechitza and a Dava Zakhlan, but doesn't mean the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoina. So, twice.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to answer. Yeah. So, kumtois, I just want to figure out, we're in overtime, is that lahalaka, you want to know this makloik is Rambam and Ravid. So I would have told you, well, loit the Machaba. Machaba was something like the Rambam, and if the Ramah doesn't argue, we go like the Rambam. So, loit the Shach and the Sman, all that grain is mashmatak, and Ramah's not arguing this, he just means the tour. But loit the Goyin and Narak HaShulchan, yeah, the Ramah is arguing. The Ramah is bringing down the Ravid and Ben Yoyin, the homie is by Schiris. So, lahalaka, if you look at the Goyin, halaka should come out, that if it's Mekach HaMemcha Shnaim Shalaku, Avada, we have a Hachrov, the Mechab and Ramah, we don't go with the Ravid and Ben Yoyin. But if it's Schiris, the Ramah says, yes, you have to worry about the Ravid and Ben Yoyin, and you cannot tie a good agid on a Dava HaSachal Esman, or for that matter, even Chaluka on a Dava HaSachal Esman, because you have the Ravid and Rabbeinu Yoyin Isfara. All right, Rabbi Sakutovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.